Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behaviour. Ellen von Kleef is an associate professor at the Marketing and Consumer Behaviour Group at Wageningen University. One of her studies focused on satiety, meaning how long we feel full. Could you tell us a little bit about your study?
We focus on satiety expectations that are raised by a food package. We know from other researchers that as consumers we tend to anticipate how much a certain food will fill us up till the next meal. So given our experience with eating these foods, we expect different levels of fullness or satiety. And simply the color of a package or a claim or a symbol may change your belief of how filling a food will be. And this in turn can change how much you eat, so the portion size. In other words, satiety expectations are good predictors of the calories we eat. So we were interested in the effects of a package design, a satiety claim, but also a satiety-related symbol, how these influence expectations, and also how that would influence how much people eat.
What exactly did you do?
We showed respondent packages that were crackers, but the packages were either brown or white. And we also used a satiety claims on part of the packages, makes you feel full for longer, or we didn't add that claim. We also developed our own symbol related to satiety. It was a clock symbol that indicated you will be satisfied for a longer time period. And we tested the effect of these elements on how respondents estimated their ideal portion size and their perceptions and what they expected from the product. We used surveys to do this, but we also invited consumers to come to our research lab and to taste some of these products.
What were the main findings?
A symbol, for example, that we developed, that clock symbol, that hardly had any effect at all. Perhaps it was too unfamiliar or too small to notice. The satiety claim had an impact on how consumers, and particular people on a diet, how they think about how the product can help to control hunger and how it may help to eat less. But package color had the strongest influence. It changed the way consumers looked at the package. Brown gives a more filling and heavy impression than white, and white is associated with light and healthy. Also, just based on the package color, people made inferences about the fullness they would experience after eating the food. Foods in light-colored package are seen as more natural, less calorie-rich, and heavy and dark packages are seen as more heavy, but it's not always related to tastiness.
And what do your findings mean?
Across our studies, what we found is that there's a truth in the cliché that a picture is worth a thousand words, or we could even say a package color is worth a thousand words. Depending on the type of product, images and colors are powerful to get consumers to see a product as healthy. It shows that there's a value in using images or colors to help people understand the scientific content of a claim or health logo. At the same time, it may be used as a labeling trick against consumers. Many consumers want to eat healthy, and there are not so healthy products on the market. If you put a green color or sporty image, fitness picture on the package, as a way to position your product, even though it's not necessarily healthy, then consumers might be misled by this. So there are two sides to this story.
Climble, the role of health-related claims and symbols in consumer behaviour.